It's another week, and it's time for the Bocelli Breakdown. We talked about it last week. This offense was getting a little scary, wasn't playing great football going into the game against the Cardinals, only four touchdowns in four games. They got two touchdowns to make it 6-5, but still, only 219 yards. They struggled to move the ball, not real consistent. The ground game, if you take away Blake Bortles, 60-plus yards, was atrocious. Could get nothing going at all, and then defensively for the first time all year. We saw the big play hurt this Jaguar defense, the Arizona Cardinals, and Blaine Gabbert, familiar name. We did not want to lose to him. Broken play, scores early in the first quarter, and then the deep bomb to take the lead really hurt this Jaguar defense. And after that devastating loss to the Arizona Cardinals, it leaves the Jacksonville Jaguars at 7-4, tied at top with the Tennessee Titans of the AFC South. But actually, they're a half game behind because the Titans hold the tiebreaker, the head-to-head win that they had earlier in the season. That'll be decided at last game in Nashville. We'll see what happens there. But this game against the Indianapolis Colts becomes really big. One, division game. Two, conference game. Tiebreakers down the road against teams and seedings around the AFC. And then obviously you want to keep pace with the Tennessee Titans to make that last game really mean something. And talking about that Indianapolis Colts team, they come into Everbank Field this weekend after a tough loss against the dreaded Tennessee Titans. And this hopefully is a get-well game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Remember, the game in Indianapolis, they shut out the Colton defense. They ran the ball all over that defense, and that was without Leonard Fournette. It was a big game with big plays. Blake Bortles deep to Keelan Cole. It was quite an offensive explosion. Can this be the game they get back on track against a Colts team that struggles on defense and wants no piece of the Jaguars' defense when their offense is on the field? I look for a big win for the Jaguars at Everbank Field this weekend. This is Tony Bocelli, and that's my breakdown.